government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 20th, 2016. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're discussing an article from The Hill about how to rig the vote. And, I made mention last week that I had interviewed my current Congresswoman, Virginia Fox, and she had went into, I was very surprised because we don't agree on much, but I was very surprised when she went into discussing the fact that most of these college towns, and she said, you can look all this up and prove, and I just hadn't had time to do it, but they have more people registered to vote than they do the population because the college students live there for a while and move away and they stay on the registers, and they can vote somewhere else and come back and vote, and that is one of the ways that she believes a lot of the vote is manipulated. Now, this is in a whole different sphere, which this has been covered before, but I don't know if I've ever read one quite like this where it gives you so much detail. Just listen now. Again, this is from thehill.com. Europe has rejected electronic voting machines because they're untrustworthy. This is no secret. The media continues to drumbeat, insisting voter fraud is non-existent without ever addressing the more honest question of manipulation of the voting machines. It keeps those in control in control. Additionally, some states still use machines that include no paper trail at all. The evidence is destroyed. Florida's machines have no paper trail. And the Bush versus Gore fiasco. In Europe, they use exit polling to determine who won and lost. The tabulated vote only serves as a formal verification, but that is done with paper ballots and hand counts under supervision, the way that we used to do it. Here's the recipe now. One, publish a poll contrived to suggest the results you are going to bring about, and two, manipulate the machines to bring about precisely your desired outcome. Both parties have engaged in voting machine manipulation. Nowhere in the country has this been more true than Wisconsin, where there are strong indications that Scott Walker and the Priebus machine rigged as many as five elections, including the defeat of a Walker recall election. Mathematician and voting statistics expert Richard Charnin has produced a compelling study by comparing polling to actual results and exit polls to make a compelling case for voting machine manipulation in the Badger State. When the Trump versus Cruz primary took place, the same pattern emerged again. The Marquette University poll showing a 20-point shift from Trump ahead by 10% to Trump behind by 10%, which was simply absurd. Shifts like that just don't happen over brief intervals of time, absent a nuclear explosion. It didn't make any sense unless you knew what was going on was an instant replay of Walker's victories. The machine Priebus built was delivering for Cruz big time. Today, the polling industry has been reported to be in a state of crisis because they were altering their samples to favor Hillary. The Reuters poll actually got busted for oversampling Democrats in order to inflate Hillary's lead. We even had the absurdity of a Gallup poll proclaiming that 51% of those who had heard Trump's speech were less likely to vote for him, which was endlessly repeated by the shills at MSNBC. The article goes on just a little bit further than that, but I think you get the gist of it. You know, I try to always be an optimist, but I know the reality of the situation. And I'm telling you, you know, I know a lot of people have a hard time having any faith in Trump. I'm trying to, because I know that, you know, the alternative is just a living nightmare. So once again, I'm caught in hope for the very best. And as I've said before in this broadcast, I plan to go and vote for Trump. One of the things that makes me think maybe, you know, he really will try to do it for the people is, you know, he has got to be so sick and tired of the lies and the manipulation. I don't know if you know this. I don't know exactly where to find it. My wife was showing it to me. But some group is putting out life-size statues. I kid you not. I'll find it and put it on my website. It's not on there at the moment. But putting out life-size statues in public, you would think there would be some obscenity or some kind of law against this, of Donald Trump nude and like around his very, very unflattering depiction of him nude. And they have displayed his manhood as I don't know, infantile, just to put it all to make it all as clean as possible. I mean, it's disgusting. It's unbelievable that this is where we're at today. So all of that and put together makes me think that, you know, if anyone ever ascended to power and maybe would have had enough of these people, the lying media, and that it would have to be Donald Trump. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, I was thinking after I read this article about vote rigging, how sad I would be on November 8th. How sad I would be for Donald Trump and David Duke both to not win. How sad it would be if both of those guys lost on November 8th. I think I would feel completely hopeless. I don't know. I think it may well, I maybe would just feel completely like giving up because, one, I DukeForSenate.com, go there and donate. I did this past week. You know, even if you have any differences with David Duke, for the love of God, you know he's for real and he's going to fight for what's real. If those two don't win on November 8th, I think the best advice I can give everyone is just prepare, because it is only going to, it's going to get a lot worse, a lot faster, but I think she's going to continue the wars, Merkel us out with refugees, and probably do her very best to come at the Second Amendment. And I don't know, you know, my faith in my fellow man to oppose and to stand up and to ever have had enough is somewhat weak. I wanted to get this in. I'm sure everyone has probably covered it by now, but you know, the rioting that took place this past week in Milwaukee is a breed of a different sort here. One, the cop that done the shooting was black. The person that got shot, from all accounts, it was justified. So it's black on black cop shooting. It doesn't matter anymore. Any excuse to riot seems to be taken. It really is what George Lincoln Rockwell said, that the blacks would be manipulated to be a proxy army against the whites. I really see this now with the at the drop of any hat, the excuse to riot. And CNN tried to cover up. This is fake news right in your face. And I've got one clip that the board operator is going to play. I've got another clip I'm going to play from here. Now, this is live on the streets during the Milwaukee riots. And so the interviewer is going to interview a gentleman that's out there, well, a man that's out there, in the midst of the riots. Here we go.
Landis Jackson, he is 24. He lives in this area. Just to give you a sense of young people in this area and to watch your neighborhood go through this right now, just tell us what's going through your mind.
It's sad because, you know, this will happen because they're not helping the black community. Like, you know, the rich people, they got all this money, and they're not, like, you know, trying to give us none. It's sad. It's like, you know, and police, it's just crazy. It's just...
How long have you lived?
It's like the rich have got this money, and it's like they don't want to give it to us. So we have to riot and just burn down our neighborhood. It's like these rich people have all this money, see, and they don't just come riding by and, like, just hand us big stacks. So we have to riot. I mean, this is what they put on the news, the mentality of the rioters. You know, the people that call in sometimes to the show and act like we can just all get along. How do you get along with that? How do you get along with that mentality when this is how they think? What? There's no truck coming by to give me a big load of cash? You know? How many decades are we supposed to the black race has so many opportunities available to them in America that is not given to them that I know of in any other country of the world, and yet any opportunity now, and I know where the manipulation has come from. It is the manipulation of the media throwing gasoline on this fire to keep it going, and it's working perfectly. But that is the mentality of the people. Now, I'm going to go ahead and Mark Dice did this clip. Thought it was very well done. I'm pretty sure I got it on my website, thealternativemedia.com, if you want to share it. Let's go ahead and roll that clip. And there is some vulgar language in this. It is what was said. So here we go. You play it.
Have a look at this clip of the family of the dead thug in Milwaukee that sparked rioting Saturday night, calling for black people to burn down the homes and businesses of white people. There's going to be some foul language here, so just a heads up. Then I'll show you a clip of what CNN reported, claiming that she's calling for peace when it's exactly the opposite. This woman should be arrested for inciting a riot. Listen to this.
So is Mama y'all fighting for her love? Burning down shit ain't gonna help nothing. Y'all burning down shit we need in our community. Take that shit to the suburbs. Burn that shit down.
Take that bleep to the suburbs. Burn that bleep down.
We need our shit. We need our weed.
We need our weaves, is what she's saying, because the black community always goes and loots a hair extension store, stealing weaves every time a dead thug is put down by a police officer. Now, have a listen to what CNN reported. Oh, here's their website, actually, where it says, Seville Smith's sister Sherelle condemned violence. No, you just heard it. She said, take it to the suburbs. Take it to where the white people live. Here's what CNN reported on air, only showing half of what she said to the crowd.
Smith's family and friends holding a vigil marked by prayers.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
With his sister calling for peace.
Don't bring the violence here and the ignorance here.
Oh, don't bring it here. And then they cut the clip immediately. Let's have a listen one more time to her encouraging this angry mob to invade the white communities in the suburbs and bring the violence there.
Show his mama you're sorry for her loss.
Show his mama you're sorry for her loss by burning down white people's homes and businesses.
Burning down shit ain't gonna help nothing.
We need our weaves. Absolutely despicable. this demonic creature who appears as a human female should be in prison for inciting a riot and held accountable and have to pay restitution for the damages to the Milwaukee community. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel.
Okay, I wanted to share that one with you. I mean, when you think it can't get any crazier. CNN trying to manipulate the news, caught red-handed. I don't get CNN, so I don't know if they ever, cleared that up or what. But this is what we're going to see more of as we continue to go forward, unfortunately. I wanted to also make mention, if you haven't seen it in the news, this is coming from ArizonaCentral.com, AZCentral.com. A federal judge on Friday referred Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio and three of his aides to the U.S. Attorney's Office, requesting that they be prosecuted for criminal contempt of court. The landmark decision comes after U.S. District Judge G. Murrow Snow found that Arpaio intentionally violated various orders rooted in an 8-year-old racial profiling case. You know, I did not, till I knew I'd been covering this for a long time, but I really did not know it had been going on 8 years. And this is just a shining example of how far the federal government will go to demonize someone that is actually trying to represent the constituents of his county against a mass invasion where the federal government of the United States will not enforce the very laws that are on the books with regards to illegal immigrants. The judge orders also refers Chief Deputy Jerry Sheridan, Arpaio's former defense attorney, Michelle LaFrate, and Captain Steve Bailey for prosecutors to consider criminal contempt charges against them as well. Criminal contempt serves to vindicate the court's authority by punishing the internal disregard for that authority, Snow wrote in his Friday order. Snow's decision, announced in a federal court filing, answers the key question that loomed over more than a year of contempt proceedings: was the sheriff's disregard of orders a criminal or civil contempt of court violation? But it creates a whole new set of legal questions for the embattled lawman. Will the U.S. Attorney's Office accept the recommendation? What will the charge be? If he's found guilty, will a conviction legally force him to resign? Could Arpaio end up behind bars? Will Snow's decision affect Arpaio's odds for a seventh term? Reached for comment Friday evening, Arpaio said he hadn't read the order, but it was being reviewed by his attorneys. We're moving forward. We're doing our job, he said. There will be aggressive appeals. It never ends. It never ends. Coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the alternative media fair and in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. You know, we were talking earlier about the ability to manipulate the vote. And I think it's going to be a really interesting time from now to November 8th. I think we're going to see every kind of shenanigan. We've already seen them, really. You know, last week I was doing the story of where 50 of the supposed top Republicans had all signed a letter opposing Trump, which is, you know, it's really unheard of, I think, at least in my lifetime, is when you've got a nominee that is this popular and they're trying to undermine them. I mean, it really makes you think that they are that afraid of a Trump presidency. You know, I couldn't tell you how many times I've done this story, but here she comes again. RT.com. The Pentagon failed to account for, drumroll, $6.5 trillion in its financial statement, a recently recovered Inspector General's report on the 2015 fiscal year said. It reveals the audit of the Department of Defense was materially misstated. The Army failed to provide accurate, complete, timely, and well-supported documents that could have explained the use of trillions of dollars in the quarterly and year-end adjustments. The U.S. military made $2.8 trillion in wrongful adjustments in one quarter alone in 2015 and $6.5 trillion for the year, but could not provide anything that would detail what they spent the money on. Now, isn't that interesting? I think this past week I've saw the lame world news every night. And while they endlessly debate why Donald Trump should, drop out of the race, they don't say anything about the fact that the Pentagon has once again, you know, we go back to September 12th, 2001, when it was $2.3 trillion, I believe it was something like that, two point something. Or no, it was, I stand corrected, it was September 10th, 2000, was the day before. And then, of course, you know, no accountability there. Here we've got $6.5 trillion. And this has become the norm. It's just accepted. You know, money doesn't vanish. Wealth is transferred. Somebody's got the money. But it is just amazing. We have gotten to the point that this is acceptable, just to expect to be looted to the tunes of trillions now, not billions anymore, but trillions. There were a total of 64,321 journal vouchers, which is adjustments made in the third quarter, 142,355 by the year end. But only 7,083 of them were supported with detailed documentation that actually explained the transaction. No accountability. The IG also found that 16,513 of the 1.3 million records were removed from the Pentagon's budget system during the third quarter of 2015. Without support for why these records were removed, we could not determine whether the records continued valid transactions. The IG said, adding that the Defense Finance and Accounting Service could not explain why the files were even removed. So, I mean, it just gets worse. It's unbelievable, really, that we have let it digress into this much corruption. It is just spewing with corruption. At the same time, data that the Army General Funds cited in its financial reports in both the third and year-end were unreliable and lacked any adequate audit trail, which are necessary to confirm accuracy, completeness, and timeliness of transactions, the Department of Defense Inspector General found. The IG obtained computer processed data, which the report said only supported the conclusions, even though investigators could not attest to the reliability of the files they obtained from the Army. So I guess it's all such a big mess, they don't even know, you know, what went where or why. But they know that this kind of money, you know, $6.5 trillion, that now is what? One-third of the national debt. I mean, and no accountability whatsoever. It is just, it seems so hopeless, doesn't it? It seems so hopeless. Well, here on a little different note, David Duke's campaign stirs up Louisiana, and by golly, that he has done. We'll get to that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. I wanted to share this this story with you about David Duke. And this is coming from the NewObserverOnline.com. If you've never checked out that website, check out NewObserverOnline.com. It's in the RSS feeds on my website, TheAlternativeMedia.com. David Duke's campaign for U.S. Senate in Louisiana has sent shockwaves through the Republican Party establishment after a local TV station opinion poll revealed a 74% approval rate. Now, if you get to tune in and listen to his broadcast daily, you may know this, but probably a lot of people don't get to hear that every day. The online poll was the second organized by KALB News Channel 5, the NBC affiliate television station for Central Louisiana. After a first poll employing references to the Ku Klux Klan produced a 51% approval rate. The first was titled "White Supremacist." Man, this gets me. White supremacist and former KKK leader David Duke is running for U.S. Senate. Would you vote for him? That's how they done the first poll. Out of 7,390 votes cast, 51% said they would vote for him. And 49%, of course, said no. But that is after they wrote it in the most, damaging fashion, bringing up white supremacists, which he's not. And the KKK part's 40 years old. We've all covered that. obviously unhappy with those results, KALB then deleted that poll completely and came up with a new one to replace it. The second poll, titled "David Duke just announced his plan to run for U.S. Senate. Would you vote for him?" offered two answers. Yes, we need a fresh face in the Senate. And the second, given his history and affiliations, no way. To the TV station and establishment shock, the second poll closed after 1,039 people had voted and produced a yes vote for 74.01% versus a no vote for 25.99%. Now, another poll conducted by the largest conservative talk show in New Orleans, Ringside Politics, conducted its own poll and reported 66% approval rate for David Duke. Now, you know, it makes me wonder several things. One, has people down there had enough? Have they woke up? People in Louisiana may more so than anyone followed him, listened to him over decades, and see that the things he's predicted, well, sadly, they've come true. There are, of course, online polls only, and they're to be taken with all necessary caution, the article goes on to say. However, when combined with the results of more conventional polls, they must make worrying reading for the establishment. One of his opponents in the race, Democrat Foster Campbell, for example, earlier let the cat out of the bag when he posted a message to his Facebook supporters saying that a new poll shows up to 25% of the voters are considering supporting David Duke. Another poll conducted at the University of New Orleans Survey Research Center put Dr. Duke at 13%. That poll was, however, even less significant than the online polls, as it was undertaken with just 614 people using an automated system. This meant that the questions were asked by a computer with no human interaction. Nonetheless, at that poll, he got 13%. Dr. Duke tweeted that he was very happy with the results. Dr. Duke's popularity among Louisiana voters, he polled more than 60% of the white vote in previous elections, and obviously remains a worry to the establishment. Now, he sent out an email, and I wanted to read this this email to you. And I tell you what, I've got just a little bit more to share. We'll take phone calls if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Dr. Duke said, "The naked truth is that unless we stop the massive immigration invasion, we will be outnumbered and outvoted in the nation our forefathers created. If that happens, we lose everything, our free speech, our Second Amendment rights, our prosperity, and truly our future and that of our children. This is the critical issue facing America. It is why I support Donald Trump for president and why we need at least one man in the U.S. Senate who will stand up openly for the principles and for the people whose forefathers gave us America. Obama, the Clintons, and the radical leftist financial media and political establishment are leading us and our families to disaster. Obviously, the media and the political establishment hates Donald Trump because he says it's time to take America back. As you know, I've been standing up for you and fighting on these issues for decades, even long before Trump. And now people know that I was right. And they know that all those things, all those who voted for and supported me were also right. I'm asking for your support for the U.S. Senate. Together we can send an earth-shaking message for our heritage, our rights, and our futures. Studies prove that 80% of the invaders are a voting bloc for the radical leftist Democrats who will destroy our every constitutional right. When you and those you love become a minority in America, do you really believe that you will keep your Second Amendment rights to have a gun to protect yourself and your family from the rising lawlessness? The same tyrants who want to take away your guns are the same ones now demanding to free the violent criminals who they claim are in jail not because of their horrific crimes, but because of racism. Now that the real nightmare, setting the criminals free to prey upon you and your family and taking away your rights to defend yourself and your family, also stand up for fair treatment and true equal rights for all Americans. I authored the only bill that passed any legislative body in America outlawing the massive racial discrimination against white people in hiring, promotions, scholarship, college admissions that they call affirmative action. As I did in Louisiana, I will do it in the Senate. I will defend your rights. I was the first major political figure who opposed the disastrous trade policies with Mexico and China that have destroyed millions of jobs and tens of thousands of American businesses who want to stay home in America. The once safe and great city of New Orleans has become demographically taken over, and they stripped the name of the father of our country, George Washington, off of the public school, calling him an evil racist. Not only is our Southern heritage under attack, we're at war with our American heritage. And now New Orleans has the highest homicide rate per person of any city in America. The mass media incites hatred and violence against our people and our police and promotes Black Lives Matter, a radical movement that openly calls for the murder of white people and the police. In fact, our police risk their lives every day to defend both black and white lives from the horrific criminals. The racist murders in Dallas and Baton Rouge are in no small part due to the lying media that incites hatred and violence against our police and us. The establishment's biggest media event, the Super Bowl, this year sponsored a celebration of the cop killing Black Panthers. That is how far America has fallen. But the battle for America is not over, and our people are rising in unprecedented numbers. And with your help, we will take America back. The good news is that we can win this race. Please seize this opportunity to save our country. Go to my website and support this incredible effort, DukeForSenate.com. This is your best chance to send a earth-shaking message to save our American heritage and the future of our children. The email ends with an appeal for American citizens to make a donation to fund Dr. Duke's campaign at his website, DukeForSenate.com. I wanted to read that in its entirety because, you know, I really do believe that this is going to be, I mean, we are really at such a crossroads here. We are at such a crossroads where this can go left or it can go right with Donald Trump, with David Duke. It's almost hard for me to believe that that this will not be rigged in some way, shape, or form to prevent the course that we've been on for so long to not be continued. But I guess we will find out. But November 8th. But we do have a chance. And I was listening to David Duke earlier in the week, and you know, he was running down some of the donations, and it's a lot of people just like me and you that are making small donations because that's what we can afford. But it all adds up. You know, a statewide Senate campaign is going to be very, very, very costly when you just think about the number of signs you need to go across an entire state, the staff that you need, the print media, TV, radio. I mean, unfortunately, these things cost a lot of money. But the polls are showing that David Duke has a real chance in Louisiana, and it would really be interesting to see him in the Senate. And I guess for if lack of any other reason, which there are many, 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 many reasons, but one is just because you know the establishment and the media would hate to have a David Duke in Washington, D.C. telling the truth. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got Blue in Tennessee. Blue, how are you doing tonight?
I am good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. You sound good. It seemed like the last time we didn't have as good a connection.
All right. Well, I'm not moving. Hopefully that's it. Going back to what happened in Milwaukee, I find it absolutely fascinating. I'm sorry, I do not speak Ebonics, but apparently the black culture does. So if you're from the white culture, you can't understand one third of what they're saying. It's missing syllables. I mean, I have better luck talking to people that run convenience stores that are from India than I do to speak to most black children that are from the ghetto, because they can't talk. Now, I mean, it is prevalent in the white culture, too, because they want to be wiggers. But the problem is, there is a social breakdown of language, which is very scary.
Well, I agree, and, you know, if you break down the way the speech works, they leave, nothing has a S on it. Nothing is plural, ever. Nothing has a S. And, you know, this riot, like I said earlier, this riot was, should no one should riot over this event. It was from all accounts, correct me if I'm wrong, but from all accounts, the person shot, had a gun, was a criminal, had stole the gun. The gun got stole weeks earlier. He was shot by a black police. It's like riot for any cause at all now, anytime. And they did burn down their own neighborhood, you know, which
Right. My biggest question is right now, who was the very first to report this tragedy that happened? I mean, granted, I understand that was somebody's son. But, Mama, it's your responsibility to raise that boy right. Obviously, this boy had a very long track record, 23 arrests. Doing very devious things.
I don't know if it was local. I would assume local media, but I don't know. You know, nowadays, you know, it's on Facebook, and before you know it, and I don't know how it got out. And I don't know how the riot really, you know, got underway, to be honest.
Well, obviously, we knew that it got underway by Facebook, but the question is, who was the very first person to report on it? And if they insinuated that it was a white cop shooting a black kid, then they need to be held accountable, because that was not the case. That is misinformation. That is libelous. They can get, I mean, I can't say that they can go to jail for it, but they can definitely be civilly sued over it. And I think that these communities where they're, you know, the buildings are being burned down, there should be a civil lawsuit against the reporter. Whoever reports the news wrong, you're the one that's liable for this.
Yeah,
and everything that you have should belong to those business owners.
And you know, it, from the pictures and the videos that I've seen, I mean, it looks like this place really took it. I mean, a lot was destroyed. I think the mainstream media, from my standpoint, someone that's just getting news from the world news, you know, at 6:30 at night, they didn't show a lot of you know, of the destruction. But if you look online, I mean, there was a lot of destruction, and in this one went on for a couple of days.
Yeah. And right now, Sheriff Clark is entangled in a battle with the white Milwaukee police chief. And now, I don't know if you pulled that audio of Sheriff Clark, but it's just fabulous. I mean, he lays it out straight, exactly what is causing the black community to react the way that they are. And, I mean, he's obviously a gentleman of color. And he is right on the mark. He is absolutely correct. But if you can find it, it is just the most magnificent. I would send it to you, but I don't have a computer right now. Magnificent audio that I've ever heard explaining exactly why the black culture is where they are and how they've managed to do this. And, you know, and government's the daddy. which is exactly what it comes out in spades. If you can find that, that's worth playing tonight. Because he sums it up so well.
Sheriff Clark?
But I have to tell you, yeah, the Sheriff Clark. He's the Milwaukee County Sheriff.
Was he on with Don Lemon?
I think so. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you because all I was getting was the audio.
I'll check it out when we're on the next break then, and see, because there's a lot of Sheriff Clark on YouTube apparently, but you know, I mean, this is in conjunction. You don't have any, the president, no one chastises this. They just call it protest. Hang on for me, Blue. We'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Blue from Tennessee, then Fred, then Tony coming up. Go ahead, Blue. The break interrupted you. There is a lot of Sheriff David Clark on YouTube, so I may have to work on that for next week, but whatever. We'll see what happens. But go ahead, Blue.
Okay, well, you should be able to track it down last 7 days. If you use your browser and on YouTube, maybe even the last 3 days that he made this statement, But, yeah. But I wanted to call in, and just to lighten things up, I had to tell you a joke. Okay, there's the most genteel radio show. It's called The Common Sense. It used to be ran by Derry Brownfield, so Derry Brownfield passed away. And he was the rancher out west. But now his little sidekick, she runs it now, Miss Beth. But it was the cutest joke. And as it states, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, they walk into a pastry shop. And the shop owner is not around. There's no one around to see them. And so Hillary says, watch this. I'm going to take these three, the finest pastries that they have. And she puts them in her pocket. Nobody can see this except you. And Donald said, watch this, Hillary. I can get these for free. Just watch and see. So Donald Trump, he makes a noise and rattles some things, and the shop owner comes up, and the shop owner, they chit-chat just for a few minutes, and Donald says, would you like to see a magic trick? And of course, and the shop owner says, of course. So what he does is he says, hand me that pastry. He said, I can make this disappear. So he takes a bite and then eats it all down. And then he says, I need that pastry right there. And he takes a bite and he eats it all down. Now, the shop owner, getting suspicious, says, and Donald Trump asks for a third one. And the shop owner is being very suspicious, and he says, well, how do I know that, where's the magic trick? He said, just wait. So he eats that one down. And the shop owner says, well, where's the magic? Where are they? He said, all you have to do is look in Hillary's pocket.
That's pretty good.
And there's, yeah, I thought that was really, really cute. And there's two really great T-shirts that are out there. Well, one is a T-shirt. The other one, it was a marquee, and now they've made it into a T-shirt, and they're making a killing off the T-shirt. Black Olives Matter. That was a marquee on the outside of an Italian restaurant. And the second one is actually in Illinois, of all places. Best Mexican restaurant, or best Mexican food, this side of the wall. And I think they're going to put that one into production, because I would love to have that one.
That's what we need, is a little more humor to lighten it up. Hey, thank you so much, Blue. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to come back with Fred and Tony.
If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government